I can understand some of Joyce's fellow countrymen, and indeed fellow townsmen, saying, you know, this contains dirty words, which it does, dirty activities, which it does, but I've never really been able to understand how an Irishman can fail to understand its technique, because it's a very Irish technique. It's extravagant, the use of language, the glory, the joy in speech. And also there's a bit of liturgy in it. Joyce did not go to Mass after 1904, but he turned his books into a kind of liturgy. So when you read Ulysses, you begin with the words of the Mass, Introibus ad altare Dei, and off you go. I think they've got to look at it as a piece of ritual, and at the same time as a piece of reality, because Joyce went closer than any other writer who's ever lived to what people really feel inside, breaking down syntax, breaking down grammar, in order to get to the meat, and the meat of the thought and the feeling, the sensation that goes on in our minds all the time, which we don't put into words. Joyce put it into words in a very special way. I don't think our young friends should feel too bad about it. It's for them. Joyce was thinking of them. He was thinking of the future. He was thinking for them. He was thinking of kids living in 1982, listening to pop music, who would be ready for this new technique. And there it is, all ready for them.
Once in the dear dead days beyond recall, when on the world the mists began to fall, out of the dreams that rose in a happy throng, lo, to our hearts love sang an old sweet song. And in the dusk where fell the firelight gleam, softly it wove itself into our dream. Just a song at twilight, when the lights are low, and the flickering shadows softly come and go. Though the heart be weary, sad the day and long, still to us at twilight comes love's old song, comes love's old sweet song.